Trump's supposed to go to the White House tomorrow and meet with Obama. That'd be kind of uncomfortable, eh? I'd say, Barack, do you really think I'm part of the KKK?
Welcome to the world of muscle, smoke, and mirrors, where it's all about muscle, health, history, training, nutrition, bodybuilding, and state of mind.
Hey, listener, you're back with another episode of The World of Muscle with Tomash and Randy.
Morning, Tox.
Hey, Randy. I hesitated to say episode 52, but it's going to be in sequence anyway. I mean, these were never planned episodes. It's just they lent themselves to, the things that are happening in the world lent themselves to be talked about in our podcast.
It is Wednesday, the day after Donald Trump was elected as president of the United States.
So did you end up staying up last night?
Of course I stayed up. I got about 2 hours sleep last night. I mean, I've been waiting 25 years for this. This is something, like I said on our other show, I did not think I would ever see this. I didn't think the Clinton-Bush trap could be broken, as we talked about the last show, and Trump disposed of them both. I know there's a lot of people out there who still thinks it's a rigged system and he's part of the system. I don't believe that at this point. I think it was a very good thing that happened last night. I think it's going way more than people realize. I think it's a dramatic change of direction, and it affects the whole world. The whole world was watching this. Like, I mean, I have friends up here. And I wasn't the only Canadian. Up to 3 or 4 in the morning, I was just talking to my buddy who he's got to work today. He stayed up to watch it. Everybody's concerned. Like, anybody who knows anything about politics or anything like that or what's going on in the world, all across the world, we're watching this election. This is a major, major election. And even though I was confident he could win, and I thought he would win in a landslide in a fair race, I still was really concerned about the vote fraud.
I was the same way. I was actually staying away from everything because I didn't want to hear the hysteria that was happening from both sides.
It was a smokescreen on the other side. All the vote fraud lent to stealing it for Clinton. They have the machinery, all the evidence, all the proof always comes out on their side. I heard a minute rumblings of some issues that might be trying to take it for Trump, but the tsunami of evidence is against the Clintons taking it for it. Even like in North Carolina last night, like I watched it online. I could not watch CNN and I didn't even want to watch Fox. I had it down low behind me on TV, but I was online on InfoWars. Now I told you, I don't like Alex Jones at all, and I don't trust him, but I like listen to Roger Stone. Roger Stone is a former consultant. Yeah, I think he was a former campaign manager for Trump, but he's still a very good friend of Trump for years. And he's like, Roger had direct access to Trump last night, and I wanted to hear his commentary. So I was online, I was kind of listening to both and emailing all around. And Roger called it way before everybody else. So he's been through 9 elections going back to Reagan. He said, this cake is baked. He said, it's done. She can't win at a certain point. But while I was watching online, there were all sorts of people calling in stuff with vote fraud. In North Carolina, there's like 60 people in a row had their votes flipped from Trump to Hillary in apparently the cops game, because people were wild. They were, furious.
I saw videos of people literally pressing the Trump button and the Hillary button stayed lit.
Yeah, so the cops came, they pulled out an old machine, they went to paper vote. They're saying today, last I heard, Hillary's leading the popular vote. There is no way in hell that woman is winning the popular vote. You know, you could probably shave 5 million plus votes off her with the amount. They don't even know how many illegal aliens are in there. It could be anywhere from 11 to 30 million illegal aliens. And Obama is on the air saying to an illegal alien, immigrant, illegal, vote. And I was on fire. Neil Caputo goes, did I just hear what I thought I heard? Obama's telling an illegal immigrant to go vote. Wow. So it's crazy. So and they know tons of them are, because they're voting. Like up here in Canada, at least you have to register and then you have to show ID to go vote. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot, mostly paper vote. Like in the States, how it got away on, I criticized the electoral system before, but I understand people have an argument for why it's there and why to keep it there. Okay, that's fine. But to allow these states to have, in some states, to have no ID required is ludicrous. And to have these vote registrations where they don't have to show ID or they get easy fake ID, they have to tighten this. Trump has an opportunity to clean this up. It works. It's a benefit for both Democrats.
Oh, it's for everyone, right?
And it's for everyone to get a fair election. Like, I mean, we have no idea what the real vote was. It's interesting, though, that such a crucial election was decided by, you know, just under 60 million people. You know, who voted for Trump. There's over 300 million people there. There's still, so only like 120 million people voted.
Are those numbers even real? Like, how do we know those numbers are real?
Well, there
that's real. That's my big thing about all this is, like, how do we even know what's real and what's not real?
We don't. But they on those die vote machines, see, what I was worried about, it's not just the bad registration and people not needing ID. It's what's called, people can look it up, fraction magic. It's in the source code of the Diebold machines and the other machines that they use, that they can take the votes in as, instead of whole numbers, they can take them in as fractions. Mm-hmm. And they can manipulate the vote. They can set it up that way. And there's online, you can find out how they're demonstrating it. And how it's, obviously it's not in the documentation, but it's importantly in the source code. But that really worried me. But then what I was thinking, well, he got through the primaries, and they probably couldn't deal with the landslide. I believe he really had a landslide, and the landslide overwhelmed the vote rigging. But I'm sure there's people out there, unhappy people out there. Like I really like up in here in Canada, we have a lot of people who are against Trump because they can only get Canadian media, mm-hmm. and most of them just get CNN. And I put on the CNN last night just for a bit, and they're just the energy coming off that screen. I can't take it.
Well, so, even today, just before Hillary was supposed to speak at 10:30, but yeah. She at 11 before we started. This, she still hadn't been, and they were setting up the podium apparently. But the CNN, I don't know their names, it was a woman saying that the concessional speech is even more important than the victory speech.
Well, I think it's based on the fact that the losers got to say, hey guys, okay, we lost. Let's show our support to the president and all that stuff, because this was a vicious election and really a polar divided election. Trump had a great, probably his best speech ever last night, reaching out to everybody, reaching out to the world. I loved when he said to the world, yes, we're going to be putting America first, but we will be treating everybody fair. Very interesting. Mm-hmm. Putin gave him. Putin's happy because they hate Hillary in Russia. They're scared to death of her. They know Trump does not want war. He wants to speak with them. Wants to have peace with them. This, like I said, he's got the slate. He's going in there with the House, the Senate, and owing nobody nothing. He took no money from. He got. It's amazing how he was outgunned 10-1 in spending, and he just like he opened his hotel. And he said, under budget, ahead of schedule. He did this whole thing spending a fraction of the money. That's who they need to fix the $20 trillion in debt and the whole crazy everything that's backwards down there. Ass backwards down there. I'm hoping we'll see get turned around. And these pollsters, you know. These pollsters just drove me nuts. I said in the other show, the polls are nonsense with this oversampling of Democrats and undersampling of Republicans based on how many people they thought were going to show up, which was based on how Obama performed in 2008, which was totally different now. It was the Republicans who outdrew the Democrats in the primary. So that erased any plus Democrat oversampling. It should have been dead even, or possibly they said they could, other pollsters, you could have argued for a plus, an R plus, which meant you could have sampled 3-5% more Republicans, which would put Trump 10 to double digits ahead of her. So all these pollsters are just standing here today, like, what happened? They all called for her to win.
Yeah, and with like all kinds of different double digit leads. But the problem, at least I see, is that they probably were looking at different possibilities based on the vote rigging that they are familiar with.
Well, they create a narrative, right? Like I believe it's so rigged. I have for a long time, and that's why I was such a fatalist myself and very skeptical of Trump. But I just seen so many different things happening here that that they didn't need to do. And now they have a situation where, okay, he has the opportunity. Everybody's going to wonder, okay, what's going to happen with Hillary? Because there's a good chance Trump is going to appoint Rudolph Giuliani as his attorney general. Giuliani, once upon a time, was Comey's boss. Like, he liked James Comey back. James Comey was years ago. He was a young attorney. But right now, he thinks Comey just dropped the ball. I think Comey's gone.
Is he going to resign or is he going to get fired?
Oh, I think he's going to get fired. Like, and so Loretta Lynch is going to be the first one booted out the door. They're so corrupt. If Giuliani has his way, I hope he goes after all of them. You know, Clinton has done, like, I mean, you can say, okay, that bygones. You can't say that bygones be bygones. These Clintons are guilty of horrendous crimes against humanity down in Haiti, the Middle East, and all, you know, not to mention the corruption of taking hundreds of million dollars in pay for play. And their corruption goes back to, this was a horrible candidate for the Democrats. The Democratic Party should be jumping for joy that the Clinton will never run again. Mm-hmm. She's too old now, and she's not well. That's probably why she's not coming out to speak and didn't come out to speak last night. Somebody described it to me when she cast her vote yesterday, that whether it was Bill Clinton almost just holding her up, she looked awful. So she'll never run again. So that grip, that iron grip they had over the DNC is gone. It's going to be gone.
I mean, this is just my opinion, but I think she's just a puppet. Like, she can't be doing all this herself.
No, she's not. She is a puppet of the global architects, but she's a very powerful centralizing figure, the Clinton Foundation, the Clintons. They've been around. They've been selected for 25 years. That's what I said. I think I have my own theory on how I truly believe that George Bush stepped down for him. And I won't go through it, but I can go through how I think it was done. And they've been colluding for a long time. I just love to see being a fly on the wall in the Bush household. Last night, and Paul Ryan and the last minute started kissing Trump's ass a little bit, actually told people to go vote for him. I don't know. Some people are wondering if Trump's going to oust him, get rid of him. But other people say, no, he shouldn't do that. I don't know. I don't know what all he's going to do. But
well, who knows what's going to happen? I mean, I was reading the Canadian news and I was laughing. The comments actually have more validity than the articles themselves.
Yeah.
The ones that you can actually leave a comment.
Yeah, there's a lot of them that don't let you leave a comment.
There's no comment. I mean, it just shows that people are awake and aware of what's going on. It's just that they never had a voice until this internet thing.
Yeah, the two-party system needs to be rattled, and I think be destroyed, in my opinion. But Trump has an opportunity here. See, had he lost, the Republican Party would never probably get in again, because Hillary would have given amnesty to, you know, probably 50 million, 30 million, how many illegal immigrants there are, and that would have put the vote right out of their reach forever. So, Trump has an opportunity to change it all. He sounds like he really does want to reach out to the African community. He wants to rebuild. He wants to reach out to the Hispanic community. There's nothing against Mexicans at all. He just wants to stop the freaking illegal immigration that's coming over like crazy, and the drugs coming over. But I mean, they're going to realize this guy's not out to get us. Mm-hmm. And they're gonna say, and if he gets results, he starts building and putting, he wants to put $100 billion into the inner cities, and he starts cracking down on crime. Giuliani's done it before in New York and stuff, but I mean, they start showing results, and the Republicans will get that vote in the future. But they got to clean up the vote fraud. They got to clean out. There's a lot of corruption they got to clean out. And like I said, there's probably a lot of skeptics out there just still think it's all rigged up. But we'll see.
Time will tell what that is. I mean, part of me still thinks that this could possibly be just for show. But he wasn't supported by the Republican Party, so that kind of says something. Well, most of
no, them. He got no money hardly at all. Reince Priebus was the only guy who campaigned for him. The one thing I did like what Reince did is he went on the air and he said to every one of those Republicans who signed that pledge and didn't support Trump, he said, "Don't plan on coming through here if you're going to run again." That was pretty gutsy. And there, people still think Trump was selected because he was the one that Hillary could beat to get in. Mm. You know, there's all the theories. I'm aware of all these theories and stuff. I'm just not buying into it. I think something significant happened here. And whatever power faction is behind Trump, we'll find out soon enough, right? Yes. Good, bad, or ugly. But I think it's – I'm excited about it. I'm excited. It even has implications in bodybuilding that I won't say right now, but probably in the near future, I'll be able to say what I mean by that.
And I have a couple of questions of what your thoughts are on this. Obviously, you may not have all the answers, but what can the powers that be that are still in power until Trump gets the torch, what damage can they do, or what can they mess up in the next 2.5 months or whatever, however long it is, 2 months?
Oh, there's all sorts of accusations. They thought there was, like, NBC was supposed they had an alert out that the military had, Russians were going to hack the elections last night, that the U.S. was in their bunkers or rather hack back. Oh, God. Some people thought they're going to do a false flag attack. I had no worry about that. I do believe there's something good happening here, and I wasn't buying into the. Some people think they're going to have some type of attack to screw things up. I don't know
what about pardoning? I mean, after Bill Clinton left, he pardoned at least 150 international criminals.
Obama will do his series of pardons. And
would Hillary be part of it, you think?
No, because she's not. The one thing that happened with Comey reopening the case a week before and closing it a week after, Larry Nichols had it right. He called that right. I don't know if we talked about this on the other show. When they opened the case, Larry Nichols came online on a show on InfoWars and said, "This is a fraud." He goes, "Trust me. You watch next Saturday or Sunday. He'll come out and say there's nothing there. This is to try to make Trump look stupid, because they're hoping Trump would take the bait and say, change his mind towards Comey and then make him look stupid, and then Hillary would look like a victim and get the vote." But that didn't happen. Now the word is that Trump did the right thing when Comey reopened the case. He said it took guts. He said it took guts for him to do it. He said, "Maybe we're going to get to the bottom of this once and for all." But he right away say, "But people remember, it's a rigged system." Now the word I got was he was cautioned by General Mike Flynn as to be careful in what he says. Now also last night with Roger Stone, who was commentating, who's close to Trump, kind of in his tiredness divulged something I guess he wasn't supposed to say. They got into discussion in the Secret Service. So they're saying Trump really is getting along well with the Secret Service. They like Trump, at least compared to the Clintons. Anything's better. But he then said, well, Trump had more security than just the Secret Service. And he goes, "Oh, well, we're not supposed to talk about that." And then Jones said the military. And I wouldn't be surprised. He suggested it was Trump had also military protection, because I had heard rumors that Trump was approached by a faction of the military to run. I always thought, like, General Michael Flynn is glued to Trump's hip for the past year and a half. Where Trump goes, Mike Flynn goes. And Mike Flynn talks at his rallies, and he's set up a lot of stuff with the military conventions where he speaks and stuff. So how much of that is true, I don't know. But anyways, by Comey not charging her, there's nothing for Obama to pardon.
That's true.
And that's what Comey tries to come up with some charge before Obama, but I don't think that's going to go over at all. So Giuliani would be free to go after, to go reopen this case. She is guilty of so many crimes. Like, just the fact that Comey added this law, just the fact that she took the email and made a private server. That was against the law. We find out now the Washington Post even put out a piece that she was having her maid print out classified documentation. That's against the law. You know, all these things she's violated just with the emails, let alone getting into this pay for play with the foundation and how she sold out to the State Department, and the fact that Anthony Weiner pulled in there with the connections to the pedophile rings. There's lots of stuff to go through. Like, a lot of the stuff is in WikiLeaks, but Fox is the only one talking about WikiLeaks, and they too have their boundaries as to what they will talk about. So it's going to be interesting. Who Obama pardons? I don't know. It'd be nice if Obama pardoned the young soldier, 22-year-old soldier who took 4 pictures in the submarine. You know, a fraction of what Hillary did, and he's now serving a year. How about General Petraeus? Or how about the 4-star general that's going possibly 5 years for doing a fraction of what Hillary just did? Let's see if Obama pardons those guys. You know, he's been such a moron. I doubt he'll do anything like that. He'll probably, like the Clintons, end up like when Bill Clinton pardoned Mark Rich. It's some of these guys let out. It's like unbelievable. Mm. We'll see. Trump's supposed to go to the White House tomorrow and meet with Obama. That'd be kind of uncomfortable, eh? I'd say, Barack, do you really think I'm part of the KKK? Just for a joke, put a smile on your face. Do you really think I'm part of the KKK? Like you were saying out in the stump there.
And well, was he saying that or was it the media saying it?
No. Apparently Obama was bringing up the KKK in Trump's name, trying to make the connection, right?
Wow.
It's the same as and Michelle Obama out there saying, what kind of man's going to be this for our children? Yet her and Barack Obama head to the White House, these gangster rap thugs who sing about drugging women and raping them. Even like Hillary goes on, she gets Jay-Z and
Beyonce,
and Beyonce dropped like a Nazi. Can you imagine Hitler was up? Trump was up there with somebody dressed up like Hitler. They would have to crap themselves. And Jay-Z singing the N-word, this, F this. You know, holy shit. You know, and they're after Trump. And Trump still – what's amazing is Trump still outdrew them that night. I think they had 10,000 at the concert. The word is that Beyonce, by herself, usually pulls in double that amount. But with Clinton, she could only pull in 10,000. Trump had over 11,000 at his. Then the final night, they had to get Bruce Springsteen, a whole ton of stars. She got to latch herself on to these people because she couldn't draw nothing but flies. In fact, in the debate, that's what was funny thing. They just could show this fly buzzing around her head, right? So, she's a horrible candidate. Why did they put her up? Well, I know why, because of the power she wields. But like I said, the Democrats should be so happy that she's gone out of there.
Oh, boy. This.
Yeah, it was tense, man. I was wound up tighter than a drum last night. I couldn't even sleep. Like I say, about 2 hours sleep, but I'm happy. I know. I feel really good about it. And the feeling that I never thought I would have with elections, because I, too, like I said, many times was a fatalist, but I think it was a good thing that happened last night.
Yeah, well, hopefully this is it. So you mentioned to me a couple of weeks ago, or actually a week ago, that a week before that or around that time, Hillary was transferring money to Saudi Arabia.
That's what I heard in a couple of places, that money was being moved possibly from the foundation to Dubai, which means that they could be skip and dodge.
So were they actually like possibly entertaining the fact that she was not going to win?
Sure. They know the real polls. They know the polls were weighted.
Why she had to bring in all the celebrities to all the.
Yeah. Like I said, the alternative media, the alternative media is now becoming mainstream media. These are like Jones, I think, had like 18 million people tuning into his resources there for this election. Yeah, CNN can't get that in a month. Mm-hmm. You know, the CNN is dropping down, and with Drudge and Michael Savage and all these guys, that's becoming mainstream. They just got to clean up Google and Facebook because they have been caught too rigging this thing on searches against Trump and for Hillary and such. But even on. My point was that the alternative media has forced the mainstream media to admit to the oversampling and WikiLeaks, even on Fox News. And I like Lou Dobbs. He always seems to be more straight up about what's going on. Was talking to his one guest and said, Trump's doing good, but he still have to catch up according to these polls. And the one lady said, come on, Lou, these polls are being oversampled. He said, not to Fox. Oh, come on, Lou. Jeez. They can have a Fox poll. You tell me this one. Fox poll has Clinton up by 2 or 3 or 4. Yet, with the Rasmussen poll or the Investors Business Daily, has Trump up by 1 with a D plus 10. The D plus 10 means they oversampled Democrats by 10%. That's it. That's like 11, 12 point swing between these different polls. They're nuts. CNN was regularly polling D plus 10 to D plus 15, that first debate that they say Clinton won. At the bottom, it was a D 15. They sampled 15% more than Republicans. Wow. So inside the campaigns, they do their normal sampling. They know which way the wind's really blowing. That's why they were following Trump all around at the end. They going to the states that – why are they going to these blue states? These are usually Democratic states, but they're going there because they knew – that they had on the real polling that it wasn't secured. It was really close, or Trump was ahead. So all this polling shit's going to go. It had to be reexamined and get rid of real on. You can do their polls, but they had to be done honestly, not rigged behind the scenes these are our scientific. They didn't want to touch the real live online polls because Trump won every one of them unless they were weighted. So You know, they pulled themselves to death. They just pulled themselves to death.
Well, it's the old propaganda. I mean, this is the first time it happens, right? I mean, they've done this.
But back to your question, whether Hillary's planning to skip town, I wouldn't be surprised, because she could be in trouble. If they go after her and they have a lot of money, they could just switch and go out of the country. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
Hopefully Julian Assange is going to be let out of the Ecuadorian embassy.
I think he should be pardoned. Obama won't pardon him.
But there is nothing against him. There is no charges against him, apparently.
Supposedly you have him. But there's charges that are waiting to arrest him in Britain and in Sweden. Now, the charges in Sweden apparently were dropped. The woman said it never happened. But apparently the British police are waiting to. But this guy was doing a service. I heard behind it. There's Steve Pachenik, who is a former. He's an MD, PhD, former, works for the State Department, works for the CIA. His character, he is a basis for the Jack Ryan character in the Tom Clancy novels. He's been on the Alex Jones talking about this silent counter coup, which I keep at an arm's length. Anytime I hear this kind of stuff, I kind of,
If it's a silent coup, then why are they talking about it online?
Exactly. So he's supposed to be back online today. I forget where I was going with this point with him. That's what my point was. He said Assange is working with them. The Russians aren't leaking anything. The NSA was leaking them. CIA was leaking them. Assange is working through them, which means he should be free to go if that's true. Edward Snowden should be pardoned.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
So in summary, what do you want to say before we
nothing.
End the show? No, that's it?
No, I'm done.
Okay.
Hopefully that's it for the elections, folks.
Yeah, no more. Back to our regularly scheduled shows.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Randy. Goodbye.
All right. Bye.
Thank you for listening to The World of Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors. We hope you've enjoyed the content of this episode, and we're looking forward to sharing more next time.